He tried to explain himself clearly. This whole affair is endemic to the current crisis. The Sith are on the rise. We are on the wane. The Mandalorians and the Hutts stand between us, creating confusion and jostling for advantage. Our options are limited. If we do nothing, millions of people die. If we fight back, we engage with them at their level.
Tell us your solution, Shigar, said Master Trailus.
Attack now. The war is coming. We all know it. So why sit on our hands waiting for the Emperor to make his move? Preempt him before he has a chance to consolidate his power any further. Use the element of surprise while we have it. Don't expend lives for nothing.
The owners of those lives might question the necessity of it, said Master Nobile. There is much talk of how we caused the current misfortune by making enemies of the Sith in the first place. Starting a war now would not ease those misgivings.
When we've won the war, people will see the necessity for it.
And if we lose? Asked Master Fane.
We must not, Shigar said. We cannot, and we will not if we act quickly enough. With every day the Emperor grows stronger and we grow weaker. How many spies and traitors erode the fortresses we've built around ourselves? How many fruitless battles must we fight before everyone in the Republic deserts us? How many other Sabbatans are out there waiting for us? The next one might be the one that finishes us.
Our mission is to promote peace, said Master Nobile. Have you forgotten that?
Never, Master. But there are degrees of war, just as there are degrees of peace. An early strike might spare the galaxy from total war.
But at what cost? Remember, Shigar, when you used to argue for justice for the billions of ordinary people caught between the two sides in this conflict? If we act now, their deaths will be laid at our door. Do you want that on your conscience, my young warmonger?
No, Master. That is, I don't. I just...
He looked down at his hands, so startlingly unburned after holding so much power on Sabbatan. If he could do it, why couldn't the Jedi Council? That was the one lesson Darth Kratos had taught him.
I just think it's worth considering.
We have considered it, said Master Fane. And we will continue to consider it until the proper solution presents itself.
You're not the only one who feels this way, said Master Trailus, leaning forward. We have 1,000 young Jedi just waiting.
He might have said more, but a glance from Master Nobile stilled his tongue.
Your passion is undiminished, young Shigar. You must take care that it never rules your head. Thank you for your opinions. Come to Tython and finish what you started. When you are fully installed as a Jedi Knight, then you may play your part more fully in the times to come.
But what is my part?
He let those words sit silently on his tongue, as one by one the images of the Jedi High Counselors flickered and disappeared.
We will go together, Grandmaster Shan told him. The trials are difficult. Many try and fail, so I advise you not to be complacent.